You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Adorno is a digital platform for design lovers that enables people to discover and buy one-of-a-kind and limited-edition pieces direct from designers around the world. Part marketplace, part online gallery, the site was launched last year by Copenhagen-based entrepreneurs Christian Snorre Andersen and Martin Clausen, and has already garnered fans around the world. Today, Christian and Martin are here to tell us how they came up with the idea for Adorno.
First, me and Christian didn't know each other, but studying at the Royal Academy of Arts in Copenhagen, I often found that my fellow students were going to the city's big companies to work instead of going and practice their own designs and their own ambitions. That idea is kind of where Adorno started for me. Then I met Christian, who also found that design was kind of monetized and standardized in the way we saw it in the streets. And we both wanted to make it possible for these individuals to practice their own ambitions and to capitalize on their own talents.
I simply read a book about how to start a company and wrote a business plan. And then we took it from there. Based on the business plan, we developed like our first website. And then we started to communicate with the different stakeholders to this company that we wanted to develop, such as creators, such as designers. And we went on journeys to South America, to the US, different places in Europe to investigate if what we felt and what we saw was also real to the ones that we wanted to serve. And from there, we started looking into how that we wanted to develop the digital platform of Adorno International Design Collaboration. And here, luckily, Martin is very good and has been taking care of that very good with some talented back-end developers.
Building the digital platform has been quite a long process, because in the beginning we didn't know the industry that well. We thought we did, but going out there we figure out that we had to suit this in a completely different way. The fact about suiting a platform for these kind of design pieces, which is unique and limited, there needs to be some restrictions and regulations, and not just, you know, you need to adapt it to really fit the needs of the designers. Yeah, we thought that we would start out, you know, only being digital, as a digital, truly digital gallery. But working with, like, three-dimensional objects, materials, you also need to be kind of physical sometimes. And that's when we started doing actual exhibitions. Yeah, now we're doing what we can to kind of eliminate the gap between the digital and the physical world, to make it possible for buyers and design lovers to explore design as good as possible online, but also, you know, go and see them in real life. Designers from different regions around the world has, of course, a really different approach. But the whole approach and idea behind the collaboration started as a Nordic idea, the Nordic collaborative idea. And I think that works everywhere. The fact that you are an ecosystem where everyone is dependent on each other is something that we all know from all over the world. It's not just a Nordic thing. And in that sense, I think maybe you can call the platform Danish design, but we don't only do Danish design. We are open for all kinds of good design. And that's what we want to bring on the stage.
Most of the established companies are very excited about what we're doing, and they find it very interesting, and that is very nice. We just took part in a fair called Collectible Fair in Brussels, where we exhibited together with the so-called physical galleries, and we had some very good talks with these galleries, and they saw it as very positively what we are doing. I think that we are all in the same boat, trying to create awareness about what it is that we love to an audience, and we would like to expand this audience. But if I may, I would also like to come back to what Martin just said, and one of our inspirations of doing of creating this collaboration was also to create a dialogue between designers around the world. Nordic design culture is one culture, and there are many cultures, and each culture represents so many beautiful things, including design pieces, and they are of course inspired and formed by the culture that they have been produced in. So what we also love about the work that we're doing is that if you go into our platform, you have collections, you have design collections from the different cities that we work in, and you can see that these design pieces that are part of the collections somehow have the characteristics of the cities where they're produced.
Design is a global thing, and we are a truly global company, and we don't see any limits when it comes to where we want to open. But we don't have an exact plan of where. It's something that we take step by step with the people we meet and what we read, what we listen to, where things are happening. As it is for now, we have no limits of where to go. And the most important thing is, as Christian says, to make this very global, multi-directional design dialogue that is not only, you know, dictated by the Western countries. So to be truly global is a big ambition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that you really have to believe in yourself too, and believe in your project. You know, I think that's sometimes a big fight. You know, sometimes, in the beginning especially, you know, I think we both ask ourselves, what are we doing here? You know, this idea about creating an international design collaboration. In the beginning, of course, was far from where we were at that time. But then suddenly it happened. But it has also been a lot of work, hard work, and it still is. So I think that you know, this is one thing that is important. You have to believe in your project and be ready to work a lot.
Fun is actually a really important word because you need to love what you're working with. Not exactly that I love to work with shipping and logistics, but that's the framework around it, which is design. And the fact that you work with something that you desire and you like makes you go up in the morning. And I think that's really important. And the fact that you drag in different people and you get feedback from outside makes you also want to continue, because that's much more worth than earning money in the beginning. To have this clap on your shoulder saying you're on the right track, I think that's very important. And that's something we did from the start, bringing in people who had knowledge about this sector that said, like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Thanks very much to Christian Snorre Andersen and Martin Clausen for coming over from Copenhagen and sharing the story of Adorno. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. Thanks as well to our very own Tom Edwards for expertly conducting the interview. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.